I want to talk about change. Change and transition. Any changes that we're going to do at all have to come from within ourselves. They absolutely must. And change to me means that you change from a feeling of separation and isolation and loneliness and anger and fear and pain and into a state of peacefulness, wonderful peacefulness, where you can relax and really enjoy life as it comes to you, knowing that everything will be all right. Life is wonderful, and that everything is perfect in my world, and I move into my greater good always. And that way, it doesn't really matter to me which direction my life takes, because I know it's going to be wonderful, so I can enjoy all sorts of things. You know, Gerald Jampolsky says that love is letting go of fear, and there is either fear or there's love. And if you're not in a love space, if you're not coming from the loving space of the heart, then you're in fear and all those other things like isolation and separation and things like that, and loneliness and anger. They're all part of the fear syndrome. And that's really what we want to change from. We want to move from fear into love and to make that as more or less a permanent state for us. You know, even the planet itself these days is very much in this period of change and transition. We see it all around us. We're going from an old order into a new order. And some people say it began with the Aquarian Age, and at least the astrologers like to describe it that way. But you know, to me, astrology and numerology and palmistries and all those other various methodologies are just ways of describing life. They explain life in a slightly different way. And people use different language to do this. But the astrologers say that we're moving out of the Piscean Age and into the Aquarian Age now. And you know, in the Piscean Age, we reached outside of us and looked to other people to save us. We looked for other people to do it for us. But in the Aquarian Age, which we're entering now, people are beginning to go within and find that they have the power to save themselves. And this is a wonderful, liberating thing for us. Now, some people get very frightened because it seems to be responsibility. But actually, we're discovering our ability to respond to life, not in a victim way, but in a way that gives us power. In a way that gives us power. We're finding that we're getting a connection to what the AA people call the higher power, and what I call our higher self, so that we can contribute to saving ourselves. And it's a wonderful feeling when you don't really have to be dependent on an outside person, but to know that you have within you tremendous abilities to make positive changes in your life. You see, if we're victims, then we feel isolated, we feel in pain and fear, and we're always looking for someone else to do it for us. But now we're taking, as I said, responsibility for our own lives, and we're beginning to understand how we can contribute to the experiences that we have and how we can change those experiences if we don't really care for them. And of course, you know, from the moment you decide to make a change until you get your demonstration, as we call it, or when you get what you want, we have this transitional period. And that's when we're moving between the old order and the new order. It's a time of releasing old beliefs and old habits, and of learning and practicing and then living the things that we're working on. The new beliefs or the new feelings or the new methods or the new behaviors. And while you're getting those in place so that they are a natural part of your life, you're going to have a lot of vacillating in that period between the old and the new, and you go back and forth between what was and what you would like to be or what you would like to have. And if you decide that you're going to release an old belief and that you're going to create a new one, during that transitional period, you're going to go back and forth. And this is a time when we often get very angry at ourselves because it's like, well, I know all about the new. Why aren't I doing it? I must not be good enough, or I must be a bad person. But that's silly, because anything that we're learning takes time. And you go back and forth and back and forth until you're really strong in the new belief, until you've gone to the complete shift. You know, you may begin to do an affirmation for something and you're doing well, and then something happens and you say, oh, I can't do that. And you go back to your old worry habit again. Well, that's just a period of vacillating. It doesn't mean that you haven't learned anything, and it doesn't mean that you're back where you started. It's just part of that back and forth thing. You're not settled in your new habit yet. And that takes a little time and a little practice and a little patience. And you want to be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. You know, you want to build yourself up instead of beating yourself up. There's a tremendously different image if you just think of it. Do your thoughts build you up, or do they beat you up? When you beat yourself up, you know, that's not being very loving to yourself. Sometimes we don't need to make outward changes so much as to go within and just sort of take what we already do and alter it just a little bit. Somebody was saying to me tonight that they were thinking about a new apartment and they were worrying that there wouldn't be enough money. And I said, well, why don't you start affirming there will be lots of money? And you know, it's just like a tiny little thing, and you almost change two words. But it's a small way of changing the way you look at a particular situation. Somebody was asking me, saying that they were in a lot of pain. And, you know, they kept using the word pain so much. And they said, is there another word that I could use? And I thought of the time that I smashed my finger with a window. And I realized that if I really gave into it, I was going to go through a very difficult period. So the minute it happened, I started to do some mental work right away. But then I remember I was referring to my finger as having a lot of sensation. And, you know, by insisting upon viewing it in that particular way, to me, I think helped it heal much quicker and helped me handle what could have been an incredibly painful thing. Because I knew that if I could alter my mind, it would be better. If we can just alter the way we think just a little bit. So those of us who want to change, we're moving from an old order to a new order. And lots of things are happening on this planet. I don't think things on the planet are so very different than they used to be. But we seem to be more aware of things. I see things in the paper all the time and I think, oh my goodness, are we really doing that? And then as I continue to read, it seems like we've been doing it for a long time, but it's coming to the surface. We seem to see more negativity. But you know, if you want to clean your own mental house, if you decide to work on yourself and you're going to go inside, you have to look and see what is there. You have to look and see what your beliefs are so you know what to change. You can't clean out the negativity if you don't see it. If you're going to clean your own house, it's the same thing. You have to look around and see where the dirt is. You have to pick things up and dust them and look around and polish them or throw them out or replace them. But you have to see what's there. And if we're going to make a big transitional phase on this planet and really help to heal this planet, we're going to have to look and see what's occurring here. We're going to have to see what's happening and to uncover the negativity. And the things that have been hidden for a long time are going to come to the surface. You know, I really want to help create a world where it's safe for us to love each other. That's all. Just to love each other. A world where we can be loved and accepted exactly as we are. That's what you wanted when you were a little child. When you were little, you wanted to be loved just as you were, even if you were too skinny or too heavy, or if you weren't smart enough, or you weren't like the person across the street, or maybe you were scared, but you still wanted to be loved. And it's the same thing we're all looking for now, only we're not going to get this love and acceptance from other people unless we can give it to ourselves. When we feel good enough to be loved, then others will love and accept us too. It's really that simple. I think that we come to this planet to learn and to practice unconditional love. And it's not always an easy thing to do, but I think that's what we've come here for. To have unconditional love, first of all, for ourselves, no matter what they said or what they did to us in the past, and also to give that same unconditional love to other people, to just allow them to be who they are, and to get rid of this them and us, because it's not them and us, it's all us, and we need to know that. And if we're going to heal this planet, we have to know it's all us. And there are no groups that are expendable, and there are no groups that are less than.